Let us bring in Pat Pagano, take a look at this forecast. To me, it looks like an improving week, but not a great week. Good morning, Pat.
And you are right. The weekend, unfortunately, worked out pretty much as we expected. I didn't see any surprises there at all. And now, you know, this week, as you said, quiet, but, you know, a little bit on the cool side. And, you know, just nothing to get excited about right now. And any early showers will be giving away a partly sunny day today in the low 60s. That's almost 10 degrees below the average. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly down to 40. Sun and clouds, windy, 60 to 65 Tuesday. Partly cloudy and breezy, 65 to 70 Wednesday. Sunny, 70 Thursday. Now, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all those 3 days will be basically, I'm going to call it like a partly sunny, partly cloudy day. We start with sun, clouds in the afternoon. One or two places could get a brief shower. And temperatures Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will range very close to, I would say, 65 to 70 degrees with the cloud cover. So it shouldn't be bad. No storm through the weekend. I was told by a couple of people who were traveling Saturday that as they were driving from New Jersey into New York State toward the Catskills, they experienced not only rain, but they experienced lightning and thunder, and it was either hail or sleet. And that was on Saturday. How about that?
It's the type of weather, you know, that could happen in.
Yeah.
Definitely. We were driving across, the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, and right in the middle of the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, it turned pitch black in a hailstorm, and I'll tell you, cars almost had to stop, because it was so bad.
I had a similar situation, and I think it was getting on. It was getting onto the new Mario Cuomo Bridge. And all of a sudden, a sleet pounding the window and everything. Once we got over the bridge, it was like nothing happened.
Yeah.
That's what you call, your microclimate, which is really, really hard to pinpoint. But we hear, when you get up through the Hudson Valley and into the Berkshires and the Catskills, mountains play a very, very big role in weather, and that's what makes it so difficult to forecast. I'll tell you, yesterday, as you know, I had to go into Queens, so I was kind of just hoping that the rain would hold off until I got home. Well, it didn't. It started 4 o'clock, and I didn't hit the road. What time did I hit the road? 5. I hit the road at 5 from Queens back home to Rockland County. It took me an hour and a half. A little bit more than usual. But considering it was Mother's Day and raining, I don't think it was that bad. But I can tell you one thing, definitely people are getting much more courageous and putting COVID on the bottom of the list because they were out yesterday in force, Marshall, in force.
Well, did you get good food at least when you places you went?
Yeah, it was a really, really nice Italian restaurant. Whenever I go to an Italian restaurant, I usually order one of two things because I never have them at home. I either order gnocchi and a meat sauce, yeah, or I get eggplant parmesan. Those are my two favorites. So I had the eggplant parmesan, and it was really, really very good. So that was a good thing, and that's that. The only other thing that I have to tell you about, I know the listeners could care less, is that on Saturday, when I was ready to burn our movie project, and the DVD is contained in the iMac. My iMac is 2011, yeah. They stopped making DVDs in the iMac a couple of years afterwards. So now there's no DVD in there. It kept spitting them out. And I tried 3 different DVD makes, figuring that it could be that. Nope, kept spitting them out. So I said, okay, I didn't want to do this, but I'll call Apple. I hate to bother them. I got the nicest guy on the phone. 2.5 hours we were on the phone because we tried to burn it a different way to see if it was a DVD drive or not. and we had to wait for it to render. But anyhow, to make a long story short, he said, I believe the DVD drive is, there's a problem. It's defective. So I said, now what? He goes, well, I'm going to tell you what you should do. He goes, and you're going to thank me for it because it'll make it, the quality of your movie so much better. He said, do you have Apple TV? I said, well, I have it, but I don't have it hooked up. He said, hook it up to the TV, show the movies on. I said, yeah. He said, and now he said, we're going to make a copy, a 1080 copy. He said, and we're going to put it in iTunes, and we're going to home share it. He said, so that when you hook up Apple TV, you will bring that up on your TV. He said, and you will go to home sharing, home movies, he said, and it will come right up, and you'll play it from there, he said, and the quality will be better than if it was on a DVD.
Did you do it and try it?
Not yet. Well, the problem was, I found the Apple TV, and I found the remote. It was put away since I moved here, which is going to be 5 years in June. I didn't have the electrical cord.
Okay.
Couldn't find it. So I ran to Apple, wait till you hear this one, and I'll tell you quick, and I get to the Apple store, and there's a tent outside, and the gentleman says to me, you have an appointment? I said, no. I said, I just need the electrical wire for this, and I brought it with me. And he said, well, I can make you an appointment. I said, I need an appointment? He goes, yeah. So he's ready to put it in. He goes, it'll be an hour wait. I said, what? He goes, an hour wait, and there's no guarantee we have that wire. I said, goodbye. So I went to a couple of stores. I couldn't find it. I ordered it on Amazon Saturday. It was here yesterday. I didn't have time to hook that up. Someone also told me that I should try an external DVD drive and see if I could do it that way and make a DVD, still make a DVD. I ordered a DVD drive from Amazon Saturday. It'll be here today. So I have one or two things to have to play around with. And that was my Saturday. My Saturday was almost 4 hours in the afternoon playing with this baloney stuff.
Doesn't that get you crazy? Because you don't realize it's 4 hours while you're doing it. But then when it's all done, you say, I just wasted a whole day. That's what you say to yourself.
Yeah. And you know, when I have a week to get everything, you know, everything done. So I said, I wonder if this is going to put a little jinx in your, remember you wanted me to put it online?
Yeah.
So you could call it up online? I don't know if that's going to change anything.
Yeah, no, you can put it up online.
Okay, so when I'm ready, you and I will fly through that.
Okay.
And meanwhile, that's it. Everything else is pretty much quiet, aside from that.
All right, not much rain, a little bit of sun, a little bit of clouds, and the temperature getting warmer each day.
Yeah, a little bit warmer. The nights are going to be on the chilly side, but, you know, man, can I tell you, think of this, think of May 10th as April 10th, and you'll be fine.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.